Well, it wasn't easy, but Texas A&M gets the win against Sam Houston State, the 108th edition of the rivalry between the two teams. They defeat the Bearcats 2-0. Zach Taylor visiting with head coach Joe Evans. Coach, like I said, it did take a little while, but much like this past weekend, some timely hitting. This time you got it from the freshman, Sarah Hudak.
Yeah, it was nice to see her step up. I mean, we really needed it. We were trying to figure out how to get ourselves on base all night, and Tori Vidalis did a great job to set the table there, and Kristen Coyas hustling down there and being safe on that. Just a dribbler. I mean, that to me is probably the big difference in the game right there. And then Hudak coming up and just getting comfortable and driving that ball. It's great to see her get up there and pull that ball in that situation. And she just plays the game with a lot of fire, and it's nice to see her out there getting fired up.
And you talked about that dribbler with Kristen. You have to tip your hat, I guess, a little bit to her just because teams have that kind of respect for her. They're going to be playing back like that and allow something like that to happen.
Yeah, and I think that's the fastest I've ever seen her run. So, you know, a lot of times kids will feel sorry for themselves in that situation when they didn't square the ball up like they want to. And she just ran for her life and did a great job getting there. And that's just sheer hustle. And, you know, it's a base hit, and that's all she's going to care about at that point.
Now, that was huge, but let's talk about the real star for tonight. That was Trinity Harrington, went the distance. 7 innings pitched, 1 hit, of course, no runs with the shutout, 8 strikeouts, and 1 walk. You have to love what you saw from her in the circle.
Yeah, I thought she was terrific tonight, really. She had great bite on her drop ball, and just a small adjustment she made in the bullpen yesterday made all the difference today, and really excited about her. And we need that. You know, we've been talking all year about how we need a healthy Harrington, and she's healthy right now and feeling good. And really, it's just she wants to win, and she wants our team to win, and she's going to do whatever she can to get a win. And I, you know, she's just being a lot more efficient right now, and strikeouts will come for her. I don't really care that much about strikeouts, although she had some really big ones tonight. But really, she's able to get out there and be efficient, throw ground balls. And when she's best, she's got that bite on the drop where she can get us outs early. And then when she needs a big strikeout, she can do that too. But I just was really pleased with the way she looked out there tonight.
And I know a big part of Trinity's game, of course, is inducing those ground balls. With that, you got to have a steady defense behind you. You got to like what you saw defensively from your squad as well.
Yeah, you know, we kicked one there, which, you know, Riley typically make that play. But really, we took care of the ball for the most part and got out. And our defense is solid. We just need to continue to make plays. And we know we're going to get ground balls when Harrington's out there. So we need to expect it and be prepared and ready for it. And, you know, it was nice to see our kids get out there and play with confidence. And, you know, even, you know, with Trin, again, like, she got behind a few times there as the game went on, and I thought she did a really nice job to come back out of some 3-0 counts and some 2-0 counts and get herself some outs. So I just really pleased with, you know, defensively, yeah, we took care of the ball, but it was important for her to throw some strikes and give us a chance.
And some great things, but I know even exciting wins like this, you would like it if it would be a little bit more comfortable early on and maybe getting the bats a little warmed up sooner. I guess that's one thing that you can point out that you'd like to change before this weekend.
Yeah, we're better than this. I mean, we're just a more explosive offense than what we're showing right now. And, you know, the thing is, you don't want to start pressing. You don't want to think too much. And as soon as our kids relax and play the game, I think all heck's going to break loose. We'll score a bunch of runs. But when you look at our lineup and what we did last year, and then I think just even we're stronger right now than we even were last year, but we're not showing it. And so I just want to make sure we don't get in our own way, start overthinking it and get too frustrated. It's early in the season, and thank goodness our pitchers are doing a great job for us and keeping us in games, and our defense keeping us in games so that we have a chance to get out there and score some runs. We've done a great job with 2 outs in the 5 games we've played. We scored runs on 2 outs. We've done a great job in the bottom of the 6th inning in, I think, at least 3 games where we've put up runs right there so we can get out there in the 7th, get 3 outs, and get out of there. So, yeah, offensively, we're not where we need to be, but, boy, we sure have the talent, and it'll be nice when our kids just relax and play the game.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, and good luck this weekend, all right?
All right, thanks a lot.